Hey, this is kind of weird. Remember we were... Hey, guys, where are those commercials for the guy who's running for Congress or Senate in Missouri?
The guy on the Prison Clips page.
Oh, thanks.
Prison Clips.
Yeah. This is weird. Gary said he got a call from the candidate. Glenn Miller is his name. Because he said, yeah, you called me and you booked me for the show today. And so Gary goes, we didn't book you for the show. I don't know what you're talking about. So I guess one of our listeners called.
I guess he got pranked.
But we call Glenn the only honest politician out there, actually. One thing you made the good point yesterday, Robin. At least he doesn't lie.
Yeah, I mean, most politicians, you don't know where they stand on any issue. They change with the polls.
Glenn's very upfront about where he stands.
I don't think he's changing no matter what the polls say.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, and good morning to my friends at VNNforum.com.
That's your...
VNN Forum.
What is that?
That's where I hang out. It's a discussion forum for pro-white people.
I see.
But anybody's invited on, Howard. I'd love to have you come over there and debate me one-on-one and let everybody decide who's right and who's wrong.
Debate you about what?
What? You know what? I don't...
What I'm saying. Hell, you've been talking about what I think and what I say for 2 days. I've been getting hundreds of telephone calls.
Hey, do you know Daniel Carver?
By the way, I want to thank you for giving me all the free publicity for my campaign for United States Senate.
Oh, it's for Senate. And you are running for Senate in Missouri.
Sorry, well, we can't vote for you.
Yeah. That's correct.
Now, Glenn... You want to be a senator, and we have actually said that you're probably one of the few honest guys running because your ads are brutally honest. You don't like Jews. You don't like
blacks. Yeah, that's a sad commentary for our politicians in Washington. They're all a bunch of whores for Israel. They're all corrupted to the core, and they are traitors to America. They care more for the rights of Israelis than they do for the American people.
Who do you hate more, the Jews or the blacks?
Jews.
That's what
a
I think.
A thousand times more. Compared to our Jewish problem, all of the problems are mere distractions, including the problems that we have with black crime, for example.
What is the biggest problem with the Jews?
They control the federal government. They control the mass media. They control the Federal Reserve Bank. And with those powers, they're committing genocide against the white race and enslaving Gentiles.
I talked to a guy once who said he thinks it's funny that, like, poor people, I imagine you're a poor man yourself. I would imagine, he said, it's so great. He goes, Protestants who really run the country sit there and laugh because, like, the blacks and the
Jews.
We've
got the Jews, the blacks, the Hispanics, everybody fighting
and the poor people all fighting with each other while they're really distracted from the real powerful people, you know, the Rockefellers.
That's not what Pat Buchanan says, or Paul Finley, or James Traficant, Richard Nixon, Billy Graham, and a lot of other people, and also lots of foreign leaders such as the presidents of Venezuela, Malaysia, and Iran.
Yeah,
they say the Jews run the country, and I'm in total agreement. Patrick Buchanan referred to the United States Congress as Israel's Amen Corner. He referred to Capitol Hill as Israeli-occupied territory. That's pretty clear that the Jews control the United States government, according to Patrick Buchanan.
If you're Jewish, where do you go to get in on all this power? Like, how do you get in on it? Like, in other words, I'm a Jewish guy.
You got a lot of power, too, don't you?
Oh, a tremendous amount of power. You wouldn't believe all the power I have around here.
The Jews have all the power now. White people have nothing.
I don't feel really powerful, quite frankly.
White people are in bondage to you Jews. And one of my...
when are they going to start listening to
me? Will you let these Gentiles go?
You know what? I'm going to do something for you. Because I like you, Glenn. I'm going to release all the Gentiles today and let them...
And return their power.
Returning your power to you. I'm giving it back to you. You can have it.
Does that mean you're going to Madagascar?
Yes. Wherever you need me to go, I'm going to go.
Excellent. I think that's an excellent idea, and I'm sure you'll be happy over there, and you can exercise your interracial tendencies.
No, what I'm saying is, and I'm being serious, I know a lot of Jewish people. Here in New York, you run into Jews every single day.
Parasites.
All right, whatever they are.
There are even some poor Jews you told me about the other day.
Yes, but Glenn, I'm
that's
saying so.
That's the ones that would with Down syndrome.
Where do all these powerful Jews go so that, you know, that you can get into this club, so to speak, and really start controlling things? Like, where do you meet? Where do you get together? Because
yeah, when are the, where are the, rules issued?
I know a shitload of Jews that aren't in on the meeting.
APAC would be a good place to start. That's where the Jews control the United States Congress and Senate from.
I
you know what the APAC is, don't you?
Actually, no. Oh, yeah, of course, that's where meet. That's where we meet. Glenn, now, what about your slogan, it's the Jews stupid?
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Have you trademarked that?
Oh, man, that really tells it all, doesn't it?
Let me play one.
I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people who are waking up now to the Jewish power. We're in a depression. We got a nappy-headed you-know-what in the White House. And a lot of people are waking up.
Why won't you say the N-word?
Congressman James Traficant is saying the same thing I am.
But why aren't you saying...
Former Congressman Paul Finley wrote a book. He was in Congress for 22 years. He's saying the same thing I am. Jews rule America. And that's why we fight all these trillion-dollar Jew wars in the Middle East to protect Israel and international Jewish criminals.
You don't think that Bush went to war in Iraq for oil? I didn't think he was going to... I don't think he gives a shit about the Jews.
Well, that was just a extra advantage for rich Gentiles who kiss up to Jews.
I see.
But there would been no, there would be no war in the Middle East except for Israel and our support for Israel. We're spending trillions of dollars bankrupting the economy. We ought to make friends with the Arabs. They're the ones who have the oil.
Why don't you
use... You know, we this Jewish occupation government, we call it the JOG, Jewish occupation government, murdered millions of Muslims before 9/11. What the hell do we expect them to do? Just sit back like a bunch of sheep and allow us to kill more millions of them?
So are you okay with the Arabs here? In other words, you like the Arabs?
I have a great deal of respect for Muslim people, particularly Louis Farrakhan. Have you read his book, Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews? He proves that Jews are responsible for slavery in America, not rednecks.
So then why...
You ought to read his book, Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. You can Google it, your black listeners out there, if they want to know the truth about slavery in America.
So
Jews are responsible for it.
So you'd like black people...
I didn't say that.
because it sounds to me like you have tremendous admiration for Louis Farrakhan.
Well, Louis, I do. He's the greatest black man America's ever produced, in my opinion. He tells the truth. And the only reason you Jews media people attack him is not because he's anti-white. Because you don't attack black leaders who are anti-white. You only attack black leaders who are also anti-Jew. That's why Louis Farrakhan has got gets bad publicity in the Jewish media.
So, now, you don't use the N-word. I noticed that.
I don't feel comfortable with that word. I don't use it. I use it, well, all white people do on occasions, particularly us Southerners, as you know. But we have respect for other people, and we don't like to hurt other people's feelings.
You have respect for other people, but you don't sound like you have respect for Jews.
Well, I don't call them people. They're parasites.
You know,
there are parasites in the plant world, the insect world, the fish world, the mammal world. Why then should we doubt there are parasites in the human world and they're Jews? I think you're born with it. I think it's in your genes.
How did Jews get control of the country? Because it wasn't originally that way, was it?
Yeah, how did they manipulate everyone into getting control?
Money. They bought it.
What
they bought the Republican and Democratic Party.
What do you think of Hitler? Do you like him?
Oh, great man. Super. Greatest man to ever walk the earth, in my opinion. And he's the most lied about man that ever lived as well. The Jews hate him. They've demonized him. The Jews media has demonized Germans to the extent that the very word German is now synonymous with evil. That's the power of the Jews media.
I see. So, all right. So you hate the Jews the most. Who else do you not like? You can't like the immigrants, right?
Well, like I said, compared to the Jewish problem, all of our other problems are mere distractions.
All right. So
once you take care of the Jewish problem, what do you do about all the minorities in this country? What do you do?
Well, once I'm elected to the United States Senate, now I'm going to meet with black, Hispanic, and Asian leaders, and we're going to sit down and we're going to negotiate free of Jewish interference. Gentiles can sit down and negotiate and work things out peacefully. We can never do that as long as we have Jewish middlemen, Jews controlling the media and orchestrating everything. But
what if you became senator?
I believe that the only solution, and I'm talking about the survival of the white race, which is one of my main objectives, of course, and we'll do anything to achieve that. We give blacks, Hispanics, Asians anything they want. They just have to understand that all we want is to survive. We're dying out. We're going down in number rapidly.
What's so great about white people anyway? Like what have you really done?
Why do we have to keep you around?
Yeah, like, why is it so important to keep you around? I mean, aside from a great gift of gab, what is so great about you? You haven't invented anything. You haven't done anything really great for the country.
That's up to other people to decide. I just do the best I can. I try to tell the truth, and I try to work for my people the same way that you work for yours, blacks. Leaders work for their people, Hispanics, and on down the line.
I don't look at life like that. My people are the people on the radio with me.
I try to work for the interests of white people.
I see. So you want the white people to be around because that's the most important thing to you. So
what is causing the white people to dwindle in number?
Why are there so few white people left? What's going on?
Because this society, this culture that was created by the Jews is not conducive to white procreation.
In other words, it's so repulsive.
Whites have stopped having babies?
That's what he's saying.
White people now produce twice as many caskets as cradles.
Hey, do you know what?
We're dying out rapidly. Other people are multiplying, and the Jews are working behind the scenes to fill all white countries with non-white peoples from all over the world. The white race is dying out in all white countries, not just the United States, as you well know, and rejoice in.
Let's say the United States is no longer white. You know what I mean? What? I mean, really, who the fuck cares? I mean, once we die, I mean...
Well, you Jews don't care. You'll still have Israel, won't you?
Oh.
The Jewish state.
I wouldn't set foot
the
in Israel.
Jewish state.
Then why haven't we seen a Jewish president yet?
Didn't you advocate on the air that America should nuke a Muslim country?
I was more specific. I said they should take Iran and nuke it.
That is an outrage. How could you say such a thing?
Well, you
Jews are the most bloodthirsty people in the world, and I charge you, by the way, with deliberately murdering over 300 million white Gentiles in the 20th century alone.
Wow.
That's what you're guilty of.
Well, that's true. I did that, but all right. Don't hold it against me. Who do you consider the Jewiest Jew in America? Who is the most Jewish?
Who is the head Jew?
Who is the head Jew? Who's the top Jew?
That's a very well-concealed fact. I can see that. I don't know all the big Jews. If we did, they wouldn't...
Is it Jerry Seinfeld?
They wouldn't be able to hold a damn power.
Is it Jerry Seinfeld? Seriously. I mean, he's very Jewish. How come we haven't seen a Jewish president yet? How come the Jews haven't pulled him?
Let me just name a few of the neocons for you.
Excellent.
Paul Wolfowitz, Bill Kristol, Abram, Leo Strauss, Trotsky, Max Booth, and others. These are, Ron Paul gave a speech before the United States Congress, and he named the neocon warmongers who are sicking the United States on Muslim countries and murdering millions of people in the Middle East.
But let's get down to it. Let's say you become senator. What would you like to do with these Jews? You want to kill them all?
No, I wouldn't do that.
All right. What would you do?
I would like to send you all on a permanent vacation to Madagascar. You got no business down there in the Middle East. That's a Muslim country. And as long as you're down there, you'll continue to cause more and more turmoil, chaos, wars, bloodshed. You have no business down there. What the hell do you think gives you a right to steal Arab countries anyway?
Right.
God give it to you, right?
Is that what you believe?
What gives Jews the right to Israel? You tell us.
I would have no idea about Israel. I don't live there. I live in the United States of America.
You're a Jew and you support Israel and you know it.
Oh, I do support Israel. I think it's great.
What the hell? What gives them the right to be there? They just got there in, 1948?
What gives anybody the right to be here?
They kicked out.
What gives you, hey Glenn, what gives you, what gives, hey Glenn,
tents and filth and squalor, and they can't even go home.
Glennie.
They can't even go back to the country of their forefathers.
Senator, what gives you,
Senator.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to calm down. What gives you the right to be here? The American Indians who ruled this land, white people came in and took it away. You should leave.
School's still out on that. They're finding evidence now that white men here were here 14,000-15,000 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'm learning something.
Findings.
You're teaching me something. Hey, there's a rabbi on the phone. Rabbi, go ahead.
I'm not guilt-ridden about my people conquering and building the greatest nation on earth on the North American continent. I have no guilt about that whatsoever.
Glenn, will you take a couple of phone calls from the audience?
Be delighted.
All right. Here's Glenn Miller. He's running for senator in Missouri. He's one of the few.
He's a write-in candidate.
He's a write-in candidate. He's one of the few honest candidates because at least he says what he feels.
Oh, my God, does he?
Let's go to Rabbi Gottfried, who wants to talk to Glenn. Yes, Rabbi. The rabbi's praying.
He's blessing you.
Well, let Glenn respond, Rabbi. What do you think of that, Glenn?
Hey, God's chosen people, how odd of God to choose the rats.
Oh!
All right. The rabbi thinks you're funny.
You're cracking him up.
The rabbi is laughing, Glenn. Well, Rabbi, you won't be laughing much longer when Glenn's senator. All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, Glenn, let's go to another caller.
You Jews claim to be God's chosen people, but yet you call us supremacists. What could be more supremacist than claiming to be God's chosen people?
Hey, Glenn.
Pray tell.
Glenn, what do you do with people who are like a quarter Jewish? Like this is the dilemma I'm having with your candidacy. Let's say a guy has a Jewish father and a mother who's a Christian, let's say, Christian white woman.
I don't like to be bothered with petty details.
But you got to think about it.
It depends on who they identify with. Most likely they identify with Jews.
But a lot of the Jews
depends on how they were raised.
But Glenn, a lot of the Jews are tricky and will say
the Jews are Semites. They're not Anglo-Saxon. They're not kin to me. They're not related to me by blood. They're Semites.
Yeah, but our director is one. Glenn, you're not answering the question.
Most of them are Khazarians that came from Central Asia in the 7th century, you know.
But can I ask you a question? Our director is 1/8 Jewish. Our director, our TV director, is 1/8 Jewish. What do we do with him?
Hell, the damn entire media establishment is Jewish, virtually.
So what do you do with a guy?
You don't deny that the Jews control the mass media, do you?
Of course I do. I'll tell you why. You want to know who controls the media?
You admit, so you can be honest, too, on occasion.
I'll tell you who I think.
Jews do control the media.
No.
In Hollywood. Wouldn't you say that?
No, absolutely not, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you who the real money got.
The biggest newspaper in Israel, the Haaretz, let me read you what they said.
Listen, Rupert Murdoch is not Jewish.
Shahar Elam, writing in Haaretz.com, the internet division of Israel's top daily newspaper, commented, quote, "The Jews do control the American media. This is very clear, and claiming otherwise is an insult to common knowledge."
Well, I don't agree
with
that.
That was in the largest newspaper in Israel.
How did you come by all this knowledge? When did this happen for you, Glenn?
I don't know how any.
Glenn, how did you get so smart? I mean, how do you know?
When did this occur to you? What happened to you in your life that you all of a sudden?
Hey, ain't you that nappy-headed black gal on that show?
Yes, and answer my
question. What do you think about Jews killing all those black and brown Muslims? What the hell is the matter? You're a traitor to your own people.
Would you answer my question?
I knew you were a traitor, Robin.
Would you answer the question?
Hey, Glenn, were you...
I really want to know how he grew up and what happened to him.
Listen, I'm sure in Glenn's family this was commonly taught to him. Yeah, I would say you're dead.
We're rednecks.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're rednecks. You know how I got my redneck? From a hard day working the sun.
Is it true you were an informant for the FBI?
Yes.
Against the Ku Klux Klan?
That was only after a dozen other people ratted on me a year before I did.
So why turn on your own white people?
Well, I guess we have a coward.
Wasn't it because
those people, no loyalty after that.
McGlynn,
wasn't it because he was caught purchasing guns from a military base and then he had to flip on his friends?
But Glenn, isn't that turning on the white man?
You cannot name one person ever served 1 hour behind bars on account of me. So don't try to.
But Glenn, did you turn on your own white people?
Did you squeal?
He did.
He squealed.
I explain that. Go to my website.
All right. But you won't answer the question.
Hey, let me give my website so your people can learn exactly what.
But listen, I'll let you do that. But if you're going to be a United States senator,
you don't allow me to state my. You don't believe in free speech.
Sure, I do.
Well, let me say my website.
Go ahead.
govnn.com.
Well, there you go.
That's G as in golf, O, V as in Victor, NN.com.
But, Glenn, if you're going to be a senator, you can't turn on your own white people and start being an opponent.
Yeah, when will you turn next? What would it take?
How can we be sure if we vote for you because we want a white man?
His own skin.
But let's say we buy into everything you're saying.
Well, you're a Jew. You have no interest in that anyway.
Well, let's just say my audience who are not Jewish.
You're a Jew. It's none of your business.
All right. So how do we know you're not secretly Jewish? I believe you're a Jew. Miller is a Jew name.
I don't care what you think.
Miller is a Jewish name. You are a Jew.
Are you kidding?
I know it.
The word Miller comes from Muller, which is German.
Miller, that's right. And there's plenty of German Jews before Hitler. And I guarantee you, you're Jewish.
Jews who adopted German names to hide their goddamn.
How do we know you're not one of them?
I bet a bagel is in front of you right now.
With a schmear.
I bet you're having a schmear.
How much of your money you want to bet on it?
I bet you're eating a bagel, which is a secret Jewish food. That's what I believe right now.
The neocons are Jews, according to Paul Finley.
All right, here's a couple of people who want to talk to.
And also to Ron Paul. You know, Ron Paul names the neocon Jew leaders, and they just so happen to be almost all Jews.
All right, Joe is on the air. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Long-time listener. I just want to say that this guy really making way more sense than I'd ever imagined.
You like him?
Can't believe it.
You like him?
Find me a political discussion on this show you can get behind.
Yeah, finally, Joe's getting...
I'm ready to go out and buy the book.
Joe, you like Glenn, and you're going to try and support him?
No, I just did. I got an open mind, and certainly I'm going to look into...
All right.
Pretty much everything he says.
Glenn, you've won Joe over. Let's go. The guy's doing research.
He's a good man. He recognizes the truth when he hears it.
All right, let's go to Michael. Michael, you're on the air.
Did that guy just say this? Glenn was open-minded? Jesus. Look, I'm surprised he was able to drive to work this morning and not be hit by another car.
So, Michael, you don't...
Yeah, look, I don't understand. He sits there and says he's open-minded. But where did he learn everything? He read it from a book and just assumes it's the truth.
Well, listen, that's what most people
try DavidDuke.com.
Another website. So it's the truth.
All right,
humans, bro.
Hey, all right, let's move on. Bob Abuistein is an angry Jewish man who wants to say something. Go ahead, Bob Abuistein.
You are a fucking piece of shit.
Gee, I'm sorry you feel that way.
You fucking prick. Oh. You little piece of shit.
My feelings are terribly hurt.
Yeah, go take another hairbrush in your ass.
What?
I can't believe he gets upset if he's called names. You just turned on me. I'm not upset.
I now look at you and see you for the human piece of shit that you are.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to
Glenn
Dave.
Glenn doesn't mind attacking, but he hates to be attacked.
Hey, good morning, Howard. This is Dave from APAC. I'm in the Atlanta office.
Yes.
Hey, listen, don't tell that moron you got on the phone, but we'll have the naked pictures of him with Natalie Portman and the other Jewish girls all photoshopped and sent out. We're planting the cocaine in his car right now. And
you're going to take care of him, huh?
These guys say they're going to plant cocaine in your car, Glenn.
And pictures of you with Jewish girls.
That's right. That'll ruin you.
That'll ruin my reputation, you realize.
Hey, Glenn, what about that? Have you ever made love to a Jewish woman?
Not knowingly.
Right. So
why can't you guys pick out the Jews? That's the one thing you hate them so much.
Yeah, Glenn.
Hey, why don't you guys, if you don't want to agree with me, why don't you debate me on VNN Forum? Glennmillionaires.com. I'll be glad to debate anybody one-on-one.
Glenn, you're way too smart for us.
And your audience can decide for themselves who wins the debate. I never lose because I always tell the truth and I know the facts.
Glenn, we couldn't handle a debate with
you.
You're way,
right.
You're way too smart.
We don't study this issue.
Yeah, you study it way more than we do. I don't think I could keep up with you. Once you hit Madagascar, I don't even know what you're fucking talking about. Let's go and see if there's anybody who can talk with you. Patrick, go ahead. Patrick, you're on the air in Boston.
Hey, this is actually Mel Gibson. I'm calling from L.A., and this guy's really making a lot of sense. you know, I'm going to try to get in touch with him and support him out here as much as I can.
All right, thank you, Mr. Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson. Hey, what was that he said? Jews cause all wars.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the things me and my father believe, and I think you're doing a good thing.
All right, there you go. Hey, Glenn, are there any Jews?
You know what Billy Graham said to Richard Nixon in 1972? Let me quote.
Go ahead.
Unless the Jewish stranglehold on the media is broken, this country's going down the drain. Nixon replied, oh boy, I know, but we can never let them know we know.
Hey, Glenn.
Isn't that a hell of a revelation? You got the most powerful Protestant leader in the world and the President of the United States saying the Jews are destroying America, but they're too cowardly and fearful of the Jews to warn the American people or the United States Congress.
Glenn, in your lifetime, I imagine you've met some Jews face to face. Are there any Jews that you actually liked, I mean personally?
I never met one that wouldn't lie and steal.
I see.
How come the Jews are so powerfully scary that the president and Billy Graham, who is a man of God, and if he's got God on his side, why wouldn't he be able to withstand any assault?
He's terrified of the power of the Jews.
Then he's not really believing in his God, is he?
Every politician is terrified of the Jews.
Hey, Glenn.
What have you just done?
Do you enjoy the movies, Glenn? Do you enjoy the movies of Steven Spielberg, or are you like so anti-Jewish you won't even go see his movies? Like, would you see E.T.? Can you enjoy it, or do you feel it's a Jew directed and screw it?
When anyone watches any movie on television, they should think this.
Go ahead.
All from the mind of the Jew.
So even, do you not watch television?
And therefore, I can never enjoy any Jewish movie.
Even American Idol you don't like? I mean, that's not...
I enjoy Mel Gibson's movie.
You like Mel Gibson?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I watched...
Passion of the Christ?
Yes. Did you, but...
I like the old cowboys and Indian movies before political correctness set in. You know what the definition
of... But Glenn...
Do you know what the definition of political correctness is?
What is it?
Kosher. Jewish approved.
What is your favorite? Let me understand how deep this whole thing goes, Glenn. So, like, if you see the movie, what was that movie? Jaws. You won't even watch that because it's a Jewish director, right?
Well,
I might have gotten you here.
You know, the reason that movie was produced in my calculation, in my judgment, was that so many white people left to go to the beach. You Jews don't like that.
The Jews do not like
because there's not a lot of race mixing on beaches. And so
we got to stop that.
Therefore, you wanted to change the trend of American white people going to the beach a lot. So you created paranoia in the masses of white people with that movie Jaws.
And now the beaches are empty.
I can't believe you figured that out. You know, why don't you move to Madagascar? There's no Jews there.
I'm a brilliant fella.
I know. Hey, Glenn, why don't you move to Madagascar where there are no Jews?
And take a bunch of white people with you and keep the race alive.
Right.
Well, I'm a little bit too old to move, to be honest.
All right, that's fair enough. All right, Glenn, I got to move along, but all right, give your website again, and we'll see what happens with your race for Senate. Go ahead.
It's G-O-V as in Victor, N-N. com.
Oh, Wood Yee's on the phone. He's a Jewish director. Wood Yee, hold on. Talk to him real quick. Go ahead, Wood Yee.
When will you stop bullshitting us with this nonsense?
Well, why don't you tell Joel Stein that? You know what he stated in the recent edition of the Los Angeles Times? Let me quote it for you.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch.
Woodgie, what do you want to say to Glenn? Go ahead and make your statement.
Get this fuckwad off the air.
All right. Thank you.
I think I'm up to some of those nice...
How is Glenn doing in the polls, as a matter?
Yeah, Glenn, how are you doing in the polls? Do you have any kind of momentum going?
I don't put much faith in polls, to be honest with you.
Let me guess why, because the Jews run the polls.
Yeah, the Jews run the polls.
White people are so yellow and so afraid of offending political correctness, they don't tell pollsters the truth of what's in their mind.
Is there anything the Jews don't control? Like, is there anything pure?
Very little. White people are powerless, defenseless.
We
have no representation, no leaders. We cannot unite and organize. We're forbidden from doing that. Every white man is like a lone island surrounded by seas of non-white people.
I'm trying to think of something.
But why is he defending this cowardly, you know, ridiculous people that are, you know, in the majority but being subjugated by the few?
That's right. Maybe you are the inferior
race. That is pathetic. I agree. It's pathetic.
All right. Maybe you are the inferior race, and maybe you should just quiet down.
Your supremacists, of course, believe that, but you believed that before Hitler came to power, too, and you had a rude awakening, didn't you?
Yes. Mm. Hey, listen, Glenn, we could talk all day about this topic.
I know. You should be
good. Hey, just when I was doing good.
You're doing terrific. I'm telling you, I think I see a Senate seat for you.
Hey, I'm available. Well, any time, Howard.
All right, Glenn. All right, and thank you for calling in, and give your website again so you make sure you get your word out there.
G-O-V as in Victor, NN.com.
All right, thank you, Glenn.
Yep.
All right, bye. There's Glenn, who is running for the Senate in Missouri, and he says...
You know, that was interesting how he got himself on the show. He called in and said, we booked him.
Yeah.
I know what happened.
What, one of our listeners booked him?
Yeah, Captain Jenks did it.
Oh.
Thank you, Jenks.
Here's the funny part. Captain Jenks said, he said he called up, said he was me, and, you know, he said, you know that Howard's a Jew and Robin's a coon, and the guy didn't blink an eye.
Yeah, I like that. You know, why can't Jenks do more bookings? That's what I mean. Why can't he get me some A-list kind of guests? Like, why doesn't he book like Angelina Jolie? Then he'd be doing me a favor. All right, that's Glenn. He's got his feelings, and like I said, he's the only honest politician out there. I suspect a whole bunch of other politicians feel
Well, he will field any question.
He will. He does not hide. He even admitted he informed with the FBI, so there you go. You can't say the guy's a liar.
What was that all about? I got to read up on that.
Yeah, well, I knew that, but I didn't know the whole story, and I don't know exactly what went down. Fred probably knows.
Because now I'm like, was he a guy who was in a household up with a bunch of guns?
I don't know. I got to take a break, though.
He's one of those white supremacist guys that wants to, like, arm people and take over the country.
I saw some video of him on TV, actually.
What does it look like?
When he was a young... He's an older guy now, but when he was a young guy, he kind of looked like one of those hippies. You know, he had, like, the big mustache.
Actually, I thought he reminded me of one of the village people, the guy with the mustache.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out where he'd come from, when this happened to him, when this whole thing took over his life.
I think he was kind of brought into it. You know what I mean? Like his family and stuff. Because it seemed like when he was a real young guy, he was already into it.
Oh, really?
Well, it's funny. I think he served in the military. I think he was a Green Beret, like an elite soldier.
Really?
So, you never know.
Something snapped.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When did it happen? What happened? Did he hit his head? What?
I don't know. Hey. But anyway, gives him something to do. Running for
something. Oh, he's on fire.
He is.
I would say he's got a passion.
He wants me to debate him. I said, I believe
debate about what?
I don't even know what he's talking
about. Like, you're in on the Jewish conspiracy, and you know what's going on.
But what I always love about these guys, they pull out these little quotes. Nixon said this. It's an opinion. It's not a fact.
I'll tell you about the Jewish conspiracy. I grew up in a black neighborhood. Nobody was looking for me.
You were a spy.
I was a spy, and all I know is I grew up shell-shocked.
You're fomented unrest over there. Look at the neighborhood now.
And then I decided to get into radio, and all these Jews wouldn't help me. Francesco! And then I got to take a break, and then I'm going to play some phony phone calls. Go ahead, in Hartford.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, now.
I thought you were way too crazy on that guy on the phone.
Oh, please. What are you going to sit and argue with him?
You can't argue with that.
Francesco. What am I going to do? Yell at the guy? He believes what he believes. Who
the
cares?
The best thing is to just see where their mind goes.
Right.
I know. I mean, he's a nut job, though. Huh?
Yeah, but it's interesting. You know, I mean, like, wow. I mean, he really believes he's got the answers to America's problems.
He's created this world, this intricate world.
And I could sit and debate him and suggest that the Jews are the most powerless people on the planet. That, you can name some people who have done very well, but as a...
But But even when you say, you know, white people stole this country from the Indians, he goes, well, wait a minute, the school is, you know, the book hasn't been written on that yet completely.
Yeah. How do you
look at that?
How would you debate a guy who says, we didn't take this country from the Indians? I mean, like what are you going to say? No, you're wrong? I mean, well, who would debate him, Francesco? You can't debate a guy like that. He believes what he believes. What do you think? He's going to debate me and I'm going to change his mind? And a guy like that, you can't. He's setting his ways. I'm setting my ways. We're all setting our ways. Very hard to change a guy's mind. But I'm kind of curious about what he believes. And I like that he's honest about it. I can't tell you how many guys. He brings up Nixon. Nixon was a huge anti-Semite. He's absolutely right about that. The Nixon tapes, the Watergate tapes prove that. But he never was honest about it.
And he worked with Henry Kissinger, and he did a lot of things.
Right. But this guy's at least upfront about how he feels. You know. Listen, when I was growing up in this black community of mine, I met so many phony baloney white people. They were so full of shit. They were so liberal. Oh, we have to learn to live with our black brothers, and this is it. You can't run from the black man, blah, 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 blah. Middle of the night, they'd move out of Roosevelt. I could name these people. I know their names. They were adults. I was a kid, and I saw them do it. Some of them taught in the schools. And they'd sit there in my classroom and talk about how we have to all get along and live together. Then I moved to Rockville Center, a white community, and these fucking phony white teachers were sitting there in the classroom. Now, they didn't know I had moved from a black community. They were sitting there spewing the same bullshit, how we got to learn to live together and love our brothers. And I went, they're full of shit. Second you put them in a black neighborhood, they run for the fucking hills. You put three black people on their block and they run away. They're all full of shit and they're all lying. I'll say one thing for Glenn, he ain't lying. He's telling you how he feels. Because everyone's so full of shit. I saw that in early age. All this crap. These skinny women are telling, you know, Precious.
Gabourey, yeah.
Gabourey, how great life's going to be. And they don't even eat a fucking piece of food. Listen, I saw it all. Saw it all growing up. Everyone's a fucking filthy liar. And a hypocrite. And
the
you know
truth
what?
Is a very scary thing.
Yeah. And no one's ever going to change my opinion of that. I saw it. There's one woman I think about all the time. She was a substitute teacher. She was the biggest phony on two fucking feet. I knew her. She'd come in and read race stories about how we all have to live together and respect each other and love each other. This is back in the fucking 60s. 60s. She moved out in the middle of the night. With her whole fucking kit and caboodle. Lying bitch. It turned my stomach. I was a little boy. I saw it. It formulated every thought I have about people. There's a lot of fucking phonies out there. I mean, when I got on the radio, I said, I'm going to tell people how I feel about shit. But listen, I'm not going to sit and try and change Glenn's opinions. I wouldn't debate him for a minute. I wouldn't even give him that credibility to debate
him. Oh, if you only had the power.
Yeah. But as far as being a powerful man, because of my religion that I was born into, I don't even know. I mean, this didn't feel very powerful in my life. No one was looking for me.
Where is this club you've missed out on?
I want to get in on it. I'm fucking pissed I can't get in on this powerful elite group. Where they meet and how do you get in on it? When am I going to get my... Benji Bronk, who's working, he's trying to get a $10 raise.
He probably knows, but he's not telling.
He's probably part of this.
Yeah, he's undercover.
Feeling real powerful today, huh, Benji? In that powerful Jewish group.
He's got
super
it so
powerful.
Good.
I saw my old man working 24 fucking hours a day just to support his family. He looked real powerful to me. Well, listen, what are you going to do? You got to sit and debate guys like that? You just got to hear what's going on. That's all. You can't be threatened by it. Got to be aware of it. But, I don't know. Hey, I want to play you some stuff, but I think I better take a break. Yes. We've only taken one this morning. I'll come right back, right after these words.